Tennessee is closing its largest facility for people with disabilities. At its peak, the sprawling Clover Bottom campus in Hermitage housed 1,500 Tennesseans. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, the last six residents will relocate this month into small group homes.
The word of the day for Lynn Burkett was bittersweet. Her 66-year-old sister, Teresa, wouldn't have survived without the care she received for decades at Clover Bottom. But she also enjoys the new home where she lives, with attentive caregivers. She gets to smell her meals cooking and experience other firsts that people take for granted.
It's the first time in her whole life, including when we were little girls, that my sister has had her own room and her own closet.
A 1990s federal lawsuit ordered the state to close Clover Bottom, accusing it of basically warehousing people with physical and intellectual disabilities. By 2010, the state decided to build small group homes in neighborhoods. Moving away from institutionalized care was frightening for some families. At a tearful ceremony today, State Disabilities Commissioner Deborah Payne recalled getting her start in the field as a teenage volunteer at Clover Bottom, and now overseeing its closure.
Though highly criticized for how long this closure has taken, we took the time to obtain the funding, purchase land, and build these homes within local communities. We did this because it was the right thing to do.
The last residents, those who are most medically complex, relocate later this month. Proof, Payne said, that Tennessee has a new way of caring for people with disabilities. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.